Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to your weekend. Good mornings, K-Rock. It is just after 10 o'clock, and here we are together again on a Friday. This is Klein Alley's show. Nice to meet you. I'm Klein. There's Alley.
Boomer.
We're not playing the game, sir. That's still from yesterday. Guys trying to get in. We've moved on, but that is not actually a question. Just making a statement. Klein here, Alley there, Jake the Nerd over there, DJ Omar Khan.
Hey.
Audio sniper, overqualified wedding DJ at djomarkhan.com.
Thank you.
And then in the back, you've got the man formerly known as Postmaster Johnny that has now reemerged as Gay Leno, your newest K-Rock DJ.
He didn't like his name, so we gave him a new one.
Yeah, Gay Leno, because he looks like a young Jay Leno, and we're pretty sure he's gay. And that's how we come up with names around here.
That's so, as far as we get.
He's going to be doing a live. You can meet Gay Leno. I just got this note. You can meet Gay Leno this weekend at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood from 1 to 3, where he'll be enjoying brunch.
At the Hard Rock?
How perfect is that?
Oh, my God. This writes itself. Later. Did this come together as soon as Gay Leno was born?
Yeah, he's getting all the endorsements now. Gay Leno, congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you.
Speaking of Gay, we talked about sending Vanessa to Pride in Vegas, because she gives us such great audio from the streets of Pride yelling at the gays. And a couple people are saying that they will chip in if we need to turn this to a crowdfunding situation.
This message is for Simple Klein. We have to send Vanessa to Vegas.
We all agree.
Even if we have to crowdfund it, I guarantee you we can come up with the money.
Yeah, it's all about if Vanessa's willing to do it. We will find a way to get her to Vegas. Don't you worry.
We've told her that she does not have to pay a dime.
No, we're going to make sure she has a great weekend. We just need
more.
Yeah,
we'll send her to that Thunder from Down Under show that she likes so much.
She loves it.
I like the Magic Mike one.
That's what she yells, unicorn, at all the guys, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll send you there. Is that what you want to do?
I'm just thinking about it.
Okay.
All right, whatever you want, you save it for Vegas. Ali claims that she's now on Johnny's side about something. She's siding with Gay Leno over Omar and I, which is crazy.
I don't normally agree with Johnny, a.k.a. Gay Leno. And usually if he likes something, it means that I will not like that thing. But for once, he is right and you and Omar are wrong.
Is it about liking penis?
It's about liking penises.
It's definitely the one thing Ali would not agree with Johnny.
I love him, turns out.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a giant thing to drop on us. Shocking. Shocker.
Yesterday, I went to the 3:20 showing of the movie The Odyssey.
Oh.
I chose the matinee. There were three people in the audience.
You didn't pay for IMAX either. You paid for just regular.
Pay for IMAX. Right. It was the smallest theater at the very end of the movie theater. They seemed shocked that I was there. And that's the way to see it, by the way. Don't see it in a packed house. See it when you're pretty much by yourself. I had the entire row to myself so that I could look up stuff while it was happening during the movie.
Look up stuff?
Yeah.
That's how boring this movie is.
Who's Agamemnon? I forgot. Okay, yeah.
Wait, what about Circe? This is exactly what Klein was talking about. You don't need to work so much for a movie.
Yeah.
No, it was just to refresh my memory about the story because I knew the story from like fifth grade.
Holy nerd.
Oh my God.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, but Al, you didn't love it.
But you were doing research while you were watching the movie?
So that I could enjoy it better.
It's one of those movies you do have to like look up because I don't even know the main characters' names and stuff.
Could you name three people from that movie right now, Johnny?
Anne Hathaway.
No. You idiot. The characters' names. Could you name three characters from the Odyssey?
Tychicus. His dog.
Can't say that on the radio.
And that's his name, Tychicus.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
Tychicus.
Right.
Which
that's
one?
Closer.
Which one's Tychicus?
I don't know who that is.
Tom Holland.
Was that one of the mermaids?
Oh, no, wait. That's Tychicus?
Yeah,
no.
He's Tychicus.
I think all of you are saying
Tychicus.
You're all wrong. Johnny, name.
Itty bitty Tychicus.
So is Tychicus, what else? Who's the other? His dog?
Yeah, his dog who dies at the end.
Don't.
Wow,
don't
now you're spoiling. It's probably one of the more important.
It's not even like a major plot point. It's just
pretty major, actually. It's pretty major.
Telemachus is what you're thinking of.
I think somebody's name was Penelope, too.
Yep, there was a Penelope. Can you give us one more?
Give us two names.
I got one. The Cyclops.
It's not a name.
Calypso.
There you go, Calypso.
That's one.
Once again, this movie is not. Listen.
It was definitely not mid. I do not agree with you that it was mid.
Because of the overhyping of the general public, it became, if I had gone in knowing nothing, I went and saw the invite with Seth Rogen.
Was that good?
I knew nothing about it. Went in, left there thrilled, happy, thought it was funny, really enjoyed it. This one, I went in, expectations through the roof. Luckily, Omar brought me down to earth a little bit when he said he was underwhelmed, and I agreed with Omar. Underwhelming.
If you think about...
I could make that in my backyard, that same movie.
There's no way. The fact that he barely used CGI in that movie is incredible.
Yeah.
They used a giant mechanical puppet.
Who cares? That's not
Cyclops.
Part of the movie. Like, going into watching a movie, you're not supposed to take that into account. Who cares?
It's
the final... Because
it's the fact that...
Use CGI if it's going to make it better
I don't think it would make it better looking. I think the fact that he made that with like classic filmmaking is incredibly impressive.
And the storytelling is very good.
Like, I agree.
I was never bored. I was like, we're doing this? Wait, now where are they going?
I did pee before, during, and after the movie. During a Robert Pattinson part that I was like, I don't care about this guy. I'm going to go pee.
Right.
Because he was like, they will be mine. The throne will be mine. And he annoyed me. And Anne Hathaway, I don't think, was that great in it. And the modern language, I don't think that really helped anything. They could have just made it.
Your opinion is irrelevant because two things. One, you went to musical theater college, so of course you're going to love all this weird artsy crap. And two...
It's a classic story.
Yeah, okay. And two, you are such a sucker for groupthink. Boy, do you get caught up.
No, I actually went into this movie expecting not to like it. I didn't like the casting from the beginning.
I didn't like
that they changed the language. I don't like that they changed the story. They took characters out.
Yep.
But
that's the difference. You went with a negative mindset.
I did go in with a positive one. So I guess it's just about the expectation
That's exactly right. We did a...
You guys set me up.
Yeah, we set you up. You were excited. We made you unexcited. And then you went in and you go, you know what? I am now pleasantly surprised again. So you are welcome that Omar and I were able to lower the expectations.
Mm-hmm. So now every movie that you want to see, I'm going to see it first and tell you how great it is.
I think movie theater should hire me to sit outside while people walk in and talk about
don't do it.
What a sucky movie they're about to see. And then they're all going to leave going, you know what? That guy outside yelled at how sucky it was, and it was actually not half bad.
They should hire you to just walk out of the theater going, well, that was a waste of money.
Yeah, I should be. I'll walk right through people as they walk in. What are you saying? Ugh, don't bother. And then they'll go in and they'll be like,
stinker.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
There's a little more of that Tychicus.
That's right. There was nothing.
Can't wait for Tychicus' spinoff.
None of that in that. Yeah, right. Let's get working on that. Noel. What's his name?
Nolan.
Let's get working on that, Nolan.
Kleins Newman.
We got to take a quick break. We're back in a second. When we return, there's actually a lot of movies that are being rebooted. Things you'll be shocked about and shows. We'll do some Toot It and Reboot. We'll get into a round of Johnny Doesn't Know. If you'd like to play and win your way into the Hollywood Bowl, we have tickets for you for that and a limited edition Klein Alley Show merch. In fact, I think we're going to give away this one-of-one shirt we have right here.
The vagina shirt?
The vagina shirt, which would happen last week on the Johnny Doesn't Know, live on K-Rock. So if you'd like to call and play, we have that to look forward to after this at 800-520-1067. That is next. All right, we have some limited edition Klein Alley Show merch up for grabs and tickets. I'm not sure what other things we forgot to give away this week. Vanessa, how are we on tickets right now? Do we still have more Smartless Live at the Hollywood Bowl, or are we tapped on those? I don't want to overpromise. I know we've given away some stuff today already.
I don't believe we've given them today, so you have a pair.
All right. Smartless Live, Hollywood Bowl, October 17th. You'll win your way into that. Also, a limited edition Klein Alley Show merch for every single person that is able to correctly predict will Johnny know or not know answers to very easy questions. And in honor of the conversation we just had about the Odyssey, and we wanted to figure out exactly how much other classic literature Johnny knows about, as we're officially now getting into back to school time. So these will be questions, Johnny, about things in the realm of classic literature.
Let me tell you right now, Moby Dick.
Boom.
Period.
There is a question.
That's so Gay Leno.
There is a question about Moby Dick, and Gay Leno always has Moby Dick on the brain. So we will get into that and more right now in this exciting edition of Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny doesn't know.
On it, and I was like, okay.
Johnny doesn't know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny doesn't know. Johnny doesn't know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny doesn't know.
It like goes wiggles.
All right, once again, you don't need to know the answers, although you probably will, but all you have to do is predict if Johnny will know them or not. And we start now with Kelly in Glendora. Good morning, Kelly. Welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know Literature. Hi.
Hey, guys, what's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Johnny, in The Tale of Two Cities, there's a very famous way that this story starts. Very famous quote at the beginning of this book, oftentimes quoted. Will Johnny know how the story, The Tale of Two Cities, starts, yes or no?
I'm
going to
go with no.
Okay.
She's going, I'm going to go with
no. She's going no. I would imagine probably maybe the most famous opening line of a...
It's one of the best
beginnings to a book ever. Right. And now Johnny's big into literature. Now he's got a bunch of books on his shelves in his apartment, even though he claims he only buys them for the color of the book, not for the actual contents of the book. But after watching The Odyssey, you seem like you're very schooled now in classic literature. So how does The Tale of Two Cities start?
I did not know it was a book until you said so right now. I'm only familiar with the J. Cole song, Tale of Two Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not talking about what you just described at all.
Mm-hmm.
How does the book start? I mean, all old books like that sound like they're about love. So let's go with like two star-crossed lovers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Johnny was going to say with page one.
Or table of contents.
The hardcover on the front is how it starts. all right, I'm going to say that she was correct in predicting you wouldn't know. But if I were to give you the first part of this quote, I wonder if you could finish it.
Go ahead.
It was the best of times.
Before my husband left for war.
Okay.
God, you made it gay again, didn't you?
You sure did.
I miss my husband.
That's Gay Leno for you, folks. All right, Kelly, nicely done. Hold on 1 second. That's Kelly.
It's the best of times. I'm gay.
Johnny, forget everything we just said. It was the best of times. It was
December.
I don't know.
It was Jason.
Goodness.
What is the quote? I don't know.
I didn't know it was possible to not know that.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
It was the worst of times?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Never would have guessed.
All right. We're off to an interesting start. Questions technically get harder. Lawrence in Woodland Hills. Johnny is off to an interesting start in the Johnny Doesn't Know round of classic literature. Let's go ahead and give him one that he should know. I hope he knows this, because you just mentioned Moby Dick. Who is obsessed with catching Moby Dick? Will Johnny know this, yes or no? Lawrence.
Yes, he'll know this.
Okay.
If he's into the dick.
Damn.
If he's into the dick, he will know this. Who's obsessed with catching Moby Dick? He says you'll know.
The last time I saw Pinocchio, it was Pinocchio, Geppetto, and the little cricket, like, on the boat, like, in the seas, and it's the big whale, and it's like, big whale!
Mm-hmm. It's Monstro.
Monstro, yeah.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
Monstro.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Lauren, sorry, man.
Nope.
Who's Monstro? Monstro's the cat?
Captain...
Hook.
No.
Captain who?
Captain...
Kirk.
No.
Yeah. Crunch.
Just keep going.
There's a lot of captains. I got a couple more.
Captain
Shaq. Who?
Captain Ass.
Arab. Captain Arab.
Captain Ass.
All right, Johnny. It's Captain
Azizi.
No.
Who?
Forget it.
Oh, come on. Who's it?
Captain Ahab.
I never would have guessed that. That's too esoteric.
Well, we gave you every letter in the whole answer, and you still didn't get it.
You just had to sound it out. I get that when I sounded it out.
We sounded it out all the way to the B.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you didn't say Captain Crunch.
That was next on my list, actually. Jake beat me to it.
Classic literature round of Johnny Doesn't Know right now. So far, one person predicted correctly. Both questions Johnny has gotten wrong. So I guess we're going to flip this and go easier with the questions now. Colton in Canoga Park, good morning.
Good morning.
In the Odyssey.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Odysseus trying to return to? Will Johnny know this, yes or no? He just saw this.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Where is he attempting to return to?
He's trying to go back to his wife, but then Calypso, she like held him captive on that island for like 7 years. So in the whole journey of the Odyssey, he's trying to make his journey back home, and he... It takes him like 10 years to get home.
No, once again, I know. Where is he trying to get back to?
His home.
Which is?
Oh, the name of it? Damn, dude. Oh, come on. Man. I just told you I couldn't name the damn characters
in the movie.
They
probably mentioned the name of where he was heading. I don't know. 20 times over the course of that 3-hour movie?
Gosh, damn. Damn it.
I was trying to get a hint, and I was like, nope, that's not it.
Come on, John.
I had it on the tip of my tongue. He was coming from Troy because they, like, demolished that place.
Good, yes.
And he's trying to get back home to...
The place where he's king?
Greece.
No.
Greek.
Mm.
Rome.
Specifically...
Greece? It is...
No, specifically...
Greek?
They're all Greek.
Yeah, everyone, they're all Greek.
At that
gods.
Time, they're all Greek. Everyone's Greek now.
What country?
Mm-hmm.
Athens.
No.
Damn.
Let's try Colton.
Athens
thank
is
you.
Not a country.
Not
where
right.
is it? Where is he
Ithaca.
From?
Ithaca.
Oh,
Ithaca.
Didn't I say Ithaca. That earlier?
No, you didn't say it at all.
I said Ithaca like earlier in the show. Wow.
Yeah.
I thought that was a character's name.
Only one person is corrected, predictly corrected. Well, I'm catching Johnny, guys. Quick, help me.
Oh, it's spreading. It's spreading.
There is no cure.
Oh, no. End it. End it. Maria, welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know Classic Literature. Painful, I know, but this is just
a friendly
reminder that you should stay in school and go back to school.
Or just remember school.
Who is Tom Sawyer's best friend? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Tom Sawyer, he's got a best friend, BFF. And that guy's name is? She says you won't know.
Is it Huckleberry Finn?
Whoa!
Come on!
Johnny!
Come on!
He knows little boys.
Johnny, I know that. Johnny Genius.
That was like one of the books we read in school.
The big
I mean, technically,
Barry,
you should have read
the
all
juice,
these books in
right?
school.
All
no,
right,
we
Johnny,
didn't read this.
This is the last one we have time for. Leo, Highland Park gets a shot at this. Only, once
one.
Again, only
just
one
Kelly.
Person. Just Kelly is predicted it correctly. Welcome to Classic Literature, Johnny Doesn't Know. Leo, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Here's Johnny's question. In the classic literature known as 1984, what was the name of the all-seeing... all-knowing leader. Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
No, I don't think he's going to know it.
Sorry, Leo. It's Big Brother.
Whoa!
George Orwell's 1984. That was a book I did not read in high school. I cheated the hell out of that.
All right,
Cliff
well,
notes?
You got
no,
it right.
The class before us took the test, and we would remember. Our teacher only gave us true or false, so I'd be like, it goes TTTFTTFTF.
Whoa.
Hey, Kelly, congratulations. You're the only person that entire round of Johnny Doesn't Know that was able to predict correctly. As a result, you are the winner, so you'll be going to the Hollywood Bowl for some smart lists. How fitting. What a fitting prize for this dumb game. And we'll send you some limited edition Klein Alley Show merch. So hold on 1 second, and thanks for listening, Kelly.
Right on.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. In the world of literature, there is no greater writer, I think, probably in our generation than this man right here. You know who this is, Johnny?
This is a guy I'd like to be in bed with.
Go ahead, intro this, Galen. I'll go ahead.
All right, here we go. Marshall Mathers on the world.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers. And you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Famous karaoke.
The Rock Fine Alley Show. Already questions pouring in after that round of Johnny Doesn't Know.
Hey, I had a question about your very popular segment, Jay Leno Doesn't Know. when the jello part where it goes wiggle, 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 somebody goes and makes like a really funny laughing sound. I'm just wondering who does that during the Jay Leno Doesn't Know segment. Jay Leno Doesn't Know. Oh, love you guys. Bye.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I don't know who makes that noise.
How did that call come in so quickly?
I would assume it's Jay Leno. We're going to leave you with some new music. We don't get to play very often in the mornings on K-Rock, so enjoy this. It's called Double Take, and it's from Edge Hill. And we will be back with your takeaways and then the weekend anthem known as the weekend song all next on K-Rock. Edge Hill, Double Take on K-Rock. We're Klein Alley Show. We're going to wrap things up for today, but good news, Slugga will be in moments. Got more spots for you on that standby boarding list so we can send you to see some Jimmy World once, maybe even twice. Hollywood Bowl and final three spots to get your name on that standby boarding list. Next week, we plan on being back here, unless we have a meeting after the show today. We'll find out.
Oh, my God. Don't put that out there.
Well, it's just usually when it happens, right? I mean, we just talked to that nice guy. John DeSantis got fired. That entire on-air staff got fired.
Why are you bringing this up right now?
I know. What is this vibe?
Well, I'm just saying that's what happens. Friday after, we think the show's over. Then they say, let's all meet in a room in the back. And then they
say... No one is saying that, except you.
No one's saying it yet. Because
that's happened more with the old boss, too. Not with this, you know, with K-Dub. K-Dub's usually pretty chill.
You know, you want to talk about what a terrible industry radio is, Allie. I don't know if you saw back in your hometown of San Francisco. There was a radio host that had been on the air for, I think, 30 years.
Yeah, I know.
He took some time off to deal with the cancer he was fighting, and they fired.
He said, don't come back.
And they fired him during that.
Brutal.
They go, yeah, I mean, it's just cutthroat. So if we're here Monday, it'll be a goddamn miracle. Hopefully we see you then.
Well, that's good energy.
And if we're back on Monday, we will bring with us, let's see what we have for you. Hold on, we got stuff. Four packs of tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Plus, we're going to be giving away one of those gold passes, 2027. I don't know what that entails, but I assume it means you're better than everyone else at the park, and you get to cut the lines.
Or you can go back whenever you want, maybe.
You could do whatever
season
you
want. Season pass,
kind
of
sounds
thing?
Like it. So we got that for you next week. We'll also get you into the Big Bear MX Grand Prix, send you up there to hang out with the Eagles, and then, of course, sending more people to the Hollywood Bowl. Next week, a tribute to John Williams. The maestro of the movies.
Ah, we're going to get you and Vanessa to do some of the tunes?
That's right. Vanessa and I are going to be doing duets next week.
Love
so
it.
Get ready.
I think we're also going to be using children's instruments.
That's
right.
Yeah,
we're trying something
we
new.
We got a lot of new stuff planned for you next week. Of course, Rufus DeSoul is going to be back at the Kia Forum next week as well. So all them baddies, get ready. Johnny said it was absolute.
Good God.
Yeah, Jake shouldn't even been allowed within 200 yards of that place last night, but he was.
Yeah, right. Everywhere.
Takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
All right, 714, my takeaway is Vanessa's not saying the listeners are stupid, but they are.
That was weird.
424, Klein is a 10-year radio host.
10 years, baby. I'm 10-year. You know what that means?
925.
Can't have a meeting after the show today. That's what it means.
925 hair pieces make you feel like you just got a BJ. 909, according to Klein, teachers need more highlighters to sniff. Mm-hmm. 714, Vanessa and Jake are now poo bros. 626, it was the best of times. It was December. 626, according to Allie, if you see Jimmy Eat World twice, you get a double Jew. And 818, my takeaway is Maddie. Well, my name is Jessica.
Your takeaway from today's show, Vanessa?
We are making the Odyssey in Klein's backyard.
What's that now?
We are making the Odyssey at Klein's backyard.
Next week, when you guys come by for the big pool party, maybe we'll recreate that movie. I bet you we could do it, Nolan. I won't use CGI. We're going to make a better version.
No, we're not.
What's your takeaway, Johnny?
Do a playback on that.
Do a playback on that. That's what the boomer claims. He wants to hear it again. That boomer is very aggressive.
Do a playback on that.
Takeaway, Jake?
Ha ha.
Thank you. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is every good concert has women in the men's bathroom.
Yeah. If you're going to be at the Counting Crows tonight at the Hollywood Bowl, I will be there.
Men only in that bathroom.
Any of you baddies that are couldn't get into Rufus DeSole. It seems like there's seats available, so I'll see you tonight. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is I can't wait to see Titicus.
Titicus. That's going to be the greatest.
So much Titicus.
All right, here's your weekend anthem. Thanks again for the support. We'll see you next week. All right, bye.
The pico de gallo and the guacamole.
I'm not crazy.
It's a pubescence.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday, Thursday. Forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend?
Oh my God!
Are you ready for the rear end?
He's a baby!
Are you ready for the weekend?
Go away, coyote!
Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, we're sad. And Sunday, sleeping in,
eating brunch.
I did meth over a number of years.
It's the coffee, it's the coffee.
I'm going to go to Tarjay.
It was me.
Boomer.
Hit the mall, go out with friends,
do nothing at all.
Watch
movies, read books, anything goes,
just take a look.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
It's yours.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Cyclosporosias.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.